When we think of computing clusters, those parts of the world where computing should be common and flourish, what are the countries that come to mind? Hi, this is David Alan Greer for the Global Code. In today's episode, we are exploring some places that should be computing centers, but at the moment are not. Today's episode is entitled Connecting to Nigeria. It should have been easy. A few emails, a couple of connections, an interview or two or three, a little bit of research, and finally we would have the first article that Computer has published on Nigeria since 1985. However, the problem proved to be a little more difficult than I had anticipated. I could detail my efforts to contact the various Nigerian computer organizations, but I have no desire to embarrass the individuals or even the groups involved. In quick summary, no one replied to email queries, not the professional societies, not the universities, not government agencies. Many of their websites produced 404 errors, page not found. One had content on its landing page that had not been updated since 2014. In desperation, I asked a friend, a journalist from Nigeria, if she had any contacts in the computer field. She gave me two names, with the warning that she hadn't been in contact with either of them in the last year. Neither responded to inquiries. The lack of response was disheartening because Nigeria should be a country with a strong high-tech industry that is in close contact with the global computing community. It is a large and wealthy country. It has the 23rd largest GDP in the world and a population greater than those of Russia or Mexico or Japan or Germany. It formed a computer society in 1978, just as its economy was starting to expand. Finally, it has the geographical advantage of being on the same time zone as Europe. Yet none of these things has helped to establish a software or even a hardware industry. For most people, the only role that Nigeria has played in high technology has been as the home of the Yahoo boys, the con artists who were able to extract money from fools during the early years of the millennium. Most of the development agencies argue that the current structure of the Nigerian economy is restricting the growth of the information economy. It's often called the curse of oil wealth. Oil and natural gas account for 80% of Nigeria's exports. Most countries with this kind of income have little incentive to build the kinds of institutions that support a manufacturing or information economy. Nigeria has only a mediocre power grid, a limited broadband network, and simple institutions that support business. When we look at the software industry, we often forget how much it relies on strong institutions. These institutions are needed to support the two basic models for a profitable industry. In the first model, software firms build custom systems for large, highly capitalized processes or organization. It was the only model prior to the mid-1970s, and it has traditionally been dominated by government procurement of software systems. It requires institutions that can manage large, complex procurements and software firms that can demonstrate the quality of their work. In Nigeria, according to a recent Fitch Group study, this market is dominated by foreign suppliers. The business-to-enterprise market is relatively larger than the consumer market, but it faces its own problems. The country has a limited broadband infrastructure and a general skills shortage, notes the Fitch Group. Furthermore, the market is plagued by piracy. The Business Software Alliance estimates that perhaps as much as 80% of the software used in Nigeria may be pirated. For a technical industry, we like to see technical solutions, a software as a service to reduce piracy, a broadband network to support enterprise software, greater numbers of computers in the home to build a consumer market. Yet, we also need strong institutions to support this technology. A communications ministry that can manage the construction of a broadband network, a banking system that will support indigenous companies such as Computer Warehouse Group, System Specs, and Socket Works, educational institutions that train the next generation of tech workers. Given the strengths of the country, it should be easier to create such institutions than it seems to be. It should be easy, or at least straightforward, to connect the institutions of Africa's most populous country into the global technology community. This is David Alan Greer for the Global Code. Take care.